Hey, Christine, how's it going?
Hey, Lauren, I'm great because we have a House of the Dragon trailer.
I know. Listeners, we're here for our special emergency recording because new trailer, like Christine said.
Woo!
Super stoked. Christine, before we dive into the like scene by scene breakdown, do you have any overall thoughts?
It feels more like Game of Thrones than I expected it to. Did you feel that way?
Yes. And here's what I think too. I feel like this trailer and the other ones that we've seen too, honestly, appeal more to people who are already into Game of Thrones.
Because
it's a good trailer, but it's not like epic or amazing, in my opinion. And I feel like if I was just like scrolling through HBO trailers or whatever, and I didn't know anything about Game of Thrones, I feel like it doesn't hold up as well as it does to like the audience that already exists. That being said, we're kind of a huge audience, so fair enough.
Yeah, it very much felt like it was like, remember Game of Thrones? We're doing that again. It was almost like they want to recreate the feeling that you had when you first watched Game of Thrones, which like, please do that. I hope that's what it is, because I need that in my life.
Yeah. And I mean, we've talked about this before. The book that this is based on is more of like a broad history versus Game of Thrones was written as the book that the books that that series was based on were written as like first person experiences, like personal interactions. And so the show writers in this instance have a lot more like filling in of the gaps to do. So there's a lot of opportunity for creativity and to kind of write those behind the scenes moments. And I'm really excited to see what they do with that.
Yes, me too. Yeah, I feel like this trailer was about what I expected it to be as like someone who read the books and was like, you know, making a podcast about the show and knows a lot about it. It wasn't really surprising. It was kind of what I would expect it to be. But there's a lot of like directions they can go with the show. And I feel like it didn't really reveal any of that. Which is good, because that's kind of what a trailer should be.
Well, and I feel the other things we've gotten before this were definitely more teaser, and this is more like, hey, this is the plot. It's going to be about the lines of succession. It's going to be about, should women be allowed to be in power or not? Classic Game of Thrones shit. So, do you think we should dive into this kind of scene by scene and go through
it? Let's just do it. Let's just jump in, yeah.
We start with fucking dragons, Christine.
Immediately, I'm so excited to
see dragons.
We've been talking about this because they've kind of been hinting dragons. You see a little bit of dragons in the teasers. There's so many dragons in this trailer. And that's what's cool about this show is so many dragons.
Part of me wonders if they like literally didn't have the footage before because it's CGI. So like they probably did it later on in the process. And they're like, hey, now we have this and we can put it in the trailer.
Let's add dragons. It's very close to the release date. Yeah, I think you're right.
So then we've got Laenor Velaryon's kind of voice over here. And he's saying, like, war is afoot. Seeing the dragons. We see Daemon. More dragons. More dragons.
More dragons.
It's amazing.
A lot of dragons.
There are a lot of dragons all through this trailer. It's very exciting. Okay, and then the next thing that we see is we kind of come into the throne room. It's very dark, which we've talked about the different, like, tones that they put in the throne room in Game of Thrones. So I, like, love to see that we're coming into this very dark throne room. And, like, in Game of Thrones, it was very, like, bright and flowery in the beginning, and then it, like, gets darker over the series. So we come right in on this dark throne room. It's
starts dark.
There's already mischief and like not shenanigans going on, you know.
There's so
like
trouble afoot.
Trouble afoot. Yes. So
for sure,
we go right into the thick of it with this one. I feel just because of that, the tone that they're setting with this room.
And there's a woman walking in front of us. I'm assuming it's Rhaenyra.
I believe so. And then Viserys has the voiceover saying, "The dream, it was clearer than a memory." And we see him kind of like in the background in flames for a moment. This is a very dark trailer overall. Like, there's a lot of just like blackness, and like the scenes kind of cut in between this just like dark black screen basically all the time. And Viserys continues his voiceover saying, "And I heard the sound of thundering hooves."
Whose hooves? Oh, and then we see horses.
Right, so like, and then yeah, we cut to this scene in the woods with horses. I believe possibly a Kingsguard.
I see long silver hair. So is that Rhaenyra on the front horse?
Maybe, and then I think it's a gold cloak
And then
in
a
the
gold
back.
cloak behind
It's hard to
her.
tell. It's from far away between the trees. Which that would maybe be Corlys, or not Corlys, Criston Cole.
Maybe that makes sense.
And the voiceover continues, splintering shields and ringing swords. And again, we see like a matching visual, a very close up of a sword fight. No idea, honestly, who this is. So, yeah, I mean, the people fighting, there's definitely like a Targaryen shield, but otherwise, I'm not totally sure. We've got a lot of like tourney stuff throughout these books, and I see that we're gonna have that in the show.
Yeah, like it's more like jousty
Yeah, this is
training
definitely
type
like
of
a
fight.
tournament moment.
Not like a fight, like war.
Right. Then there's like a sword being unsheathed, and I think that Rhaenyra is in the background for that. A blurred out nonsense. Lots of like mystery in this, of course.
A
And
little
then
bit
the
spoopy.
voiceover. Yeah, a bit spoopy, very dark. I mean, I think we keep saying that, but it's again like every scene that we're going between it like cuts to black in between, so it's very like mysterious. So then the voiceover continues, and I placed my heir upon the Iron Throne. Now this is of course like what the whole first season is gonna be about, is like who is the heir to the throne after Viserys. It's kind of like the setup. You guys, oh, I didn't really say at the top, we're gonna have some spoilers here. Beyond the trailer, obviously. We have read the books, we are gonna reference this a bit, so hopefully that's why you're here. The premise of the series is basically the Dance of Dragons, which is the war that takes place for succession after Viserys dies. Well, he's obviously with us in this first season, so we're gonna kind of see the setup for that to happen. I don't know that. It's unclear to me if we're only gonna have him for the one season. I kind of suspect that personally.
I have that thought too. I don't know how
Yeah.
long he is for this world. I also don't know how many seasons the show's gonna be. Like, I feel like it might be at its best at like 2 or 3 seasons, but we'll see.
The voiceover continues with, "And all the dragons roared as one." And once again, we have another dragon.
We see a dragon flying over King's Landing.
Yes, very clearly King's Landing, even though it was filmed partially in Spain and partially in digital.
Yeah, like it looks a lot like Dubrovnik. Like, not particularly this scene, but some scenes we see later, it looks a lot like Dubrovnik, but I know that's not where they filmed it, so I'm like.
Yeah, but it's clear enough that it's supposed to be the same spot, yeah.
Yeah, they probably used like footage from the other shows and like CGI'd it, because I feel like the parts filmed in Spain were probably like up close spots, not like these like big cityscapes. Like, this is probably mostly CGI.
Right, because I'm thinking like this is a wide angle like shot of a dragon flying over a city that looks like King's Landing. You don't really need anything real to make this.
Yeah, like it's not like they had a real dragon flying over to film, so it was CGI'd anyway. So I feel like the cityscape, whenever you see like a big
This
landscape
like the
like this, is
virtual set,
probably like
baby.
create, yeah, like virtually created. Yeah, because even like season 8 of Game of Thrones, they did not film in Dubrovnik. Like all the scenes of Daenerys flying over was all computer shit.
Yeah. And then we like cut into some closer scenes of the streets in King's Landing. They have, I believe, I was like watching other people's recaps of this on YouTube. I can't remember who said this, but somebody said that this scene was definitely one that was filmed in Spain, which makes sense because it's like
More of a close-up
clearly.
city scene, yeah.
Yeah, it's like a wide street, so it's not like a super like one-on-one type close-up. You can just kind of see the scene of like merchant stalls set up. There's a big statue of a dragon, which I think the person who referenced this in a video I was watching said there was like a different statue there, obviously. But everything else like looks the same. And there's like carriages going through the street, so kind of just like setting the tone for King's Landing here. And then we cut to the small council chamber and
Small council, here we are.
Otto Hightower, who is Hand of the King, takes over the narrative here, and he says, "I consider the matter urgent, that of your succession." So the kind of backstory here is like, I believe that Viserys initially was like, "Y'all can figure it out, like amongst yourselves," and then like it becomes clear that that's going to result in war, so he ends up naming an heir, which will then just result in war anyway, so kind of a
Yeah,
catch-22,
so
but
at
he
this
tried.
point, he has no sons at this point in time. He has a daughter. His wife is passed away, I'm guessing. And he has a brother. So does it go to his daughter or does it go to his brother? So at this point, that seems like what it is. But later, he does have a son, and that's what the whole Dance of Dragons is about.
Yeah, so this is the only reason that I'm not sure if he will pass away in the fir at the end of the first season, because maybe he isn't married to Alicent Hightower yet.
She's in this trailer, but yeah, like maybe they don't have a son yet.
Do they have a baby together yet? Yeah, because like
No,
if
it
they're
seems like they're like implying like maybe they should get married.
Yeah, so I don't know. It's unclear to me exactly like how what slice of time we're gonna see in season one. Then we cut to another tournament scene. This time we're going with the jousting. Okay, this is interesting to me because again, the background here looks like it's supposed to be King's Landing, yes?
It looks a lot like it, yeah.
Okay, and they have this like amazing stadium for this, like
Which is not what they had in season one of Game of
no,
Thrones.
it's
It was
not.
very lame in season
They
one of
had
Game of
like a
Thrones.
Renaissance festival wooden scaffolding stands for everyone to sit
Yeah,
in.
very much
Like,
looks like a Ren Faire, you're right. Whereas this looks more like not the Coliseum, but like that type of vibe.
yeah, it's something
Much
like
smaller.
smaller than that, but like very nice and like, well constructed, blah, blah, blah.
Like maybe it was back then, and then it got destroyed or whatever, and they just built bullshit.
Maybe. I guess we're gonna have a lot of dragons burning things down, probably, so.
That's true.
So then Lionel Strong takes over the narrative. I think we're still kind of like, this narrative's coming from, I think, that small council scene, it seems. And he says, "Who else would have a claim?" We're still like watching this tournament as Otto Hightower says, "The firstborn child," which implies Rhaenyra. We see in the background at this point Daemon Targaryen with a fucking epic dragon helmet on. It has like a little dragon head peeking over his forehead and then like wings on the side. It's very cool. Black armor with like red accents. I love it.
It's good shit.
Yeah, so he has this very cool armor on. His horse has very cool armor on. He looks very menacing.
I like the horse also has armor. That's a good touch.
Yeah. We can already tell from this that he is not a good dude.
Yeah, he looks like a dick.
So then Lionel Strong, with the narration again, replies, "Rhaenyra, no queen has ever sat the Iron Throne." And then we see.
Young Rhaenyra with young. Not Coralys, the other
No,
one.
it's Corlys's son. Laenor, perhaps? I
I
think
think
there's
it's
a.
Lenor is her husband, yeah.
Okay.
This seems like they're like courting. They're like walking together. It looks very chaste, but also very like.
Is he supposed to be gay?
I think in the books he is, but I'm not sure if he will be. Yeah, right? Wasn't he gay?
I read it so long ago. I should probably reread those in the next like 2 days. Yeah, I think maybe. But yeah, they're walking along, I believe, at Dragonstone. He has like a weird look on his face in this scene, to be honest. Like he kind of looks like bored as fuck.
Yeah, like it very much looks like they're courting, but it looks like they're courting because they have to be
Right, it's
in a
awkward.
way. Like it looks awkward and like forced, but also like very clearly like this is meant to be a couple, you know?
Yeah, for sure. The narration then cuts to Corlys Velaryon saying, "The king has an heir, Daemon Targaryen." So basically in this small council meeting, they're like arguing about who has the stronger claim. Daemon, again, he's the asshole that we saw in the dragon armor. I believe that we're seeing him here also.
Oh, yeah. That's him. Matt Smith in his armor.
So he's in his gold cloak here. Is he the Lord Commander of the Kingsguard or just in it? I can't remember.
I don't know, actually. I guess we'll find out.
I think he's the Lord Commander.
I think you're right. That would make sense, right? And I mean, in the teaser that we saw before, it seemed like he was commanding some people. So that would make sense.
Yeah, so we see him looking all menacing once again here. It kind of looks like there's some shit going on in the streets of King's Landing behind him.
Oh, for sure.
And I feel like he's a very strong-handed individual, so I don't know that it's all necessarily, like, PJ whatever is going on, you know? Like,
for sure.
He may not just be responding to incidents. I feel like he'll be causing some of them.
He's probably instigating some shit. Look at that face, you know?
And then we cut back to that small council meeting with Corlys kind of finishing saying this line. Again, the line was, "The king has an heir, Daemon Targaryen." So he's kind of finishing that out.
Mm-hmm.
This is all happening like very fast. All of these cuts are like very quick.
Very quick.
And then Viserys Targaryen responds saying, I will not be made to choose between my brother and my daughter." Of course, as we know, he later will choose, but that's kind of where we start. And then we have another scene with
he looks
Daemon,
so Irish in this.
And then a scene with Viserys, Paddy Considine. I said that earlier in some of the other trailers.
Yeah, just in this trailer, like, I see it so much. He looks so
he
Irish.
He takes me out of the Targaryen-ness just a little with it.
A little bit, yeah.
We'll see how it plays out. I think he'll be good, though. He's like
I
a
think
very
so,
good
too.
Actor.
Yeah.
Then there's a scene of like a bunch of knights, I believe all the gold cloaks, and they are like pounding on their chests. Now this I think is implying that like since Daemon is with them in charge of them, I believe it's implying that they're like in his pocket, because like we're talking about who's got the line of succession, and of course everyone's got to set themselves up with friends before it comes to, you know, before it comes time to contest that. So
it's true. This
Daemon's
trailer's
got the city watch.
Confusing to me, though, that it's like between Daemon and Rhaenyra, because aren't they fucking in the book?
Yeah, I thought they were fucking.
Like, isn't he like? Does I feel like in the books he like supports her claim to the throne?
Yeah,
he's
he does.
Almost like little fingery towards her.
Yeah, they're like definitely together.
Different in this season. I'm curious.
Yeah, I don't know, and like I mean, we talked about that previously because it doesn't really seem like Aegon is in this.
Because that's the Dance of the Dragons is between, like, Alicent Hightower's son with Viserys, King Viserys.
Yeah, and, like, those are the Rhaenyra, two sides.
Whereas, like, this season seems like it's about Rhaenyra versus Daemon, which I didn't think was even a thing.
Well, maybe that's where they go with it, is, like, they start off against each other, and then, like, she has a Allison has a baby, and then they're like, maybe we should do this together and like fuck
That's
at the
true,
same time.
That's true, because as we go on, like we're still pretty early in this trailer, as we go on, they start talking about like whether he should take another wife, and then we meet Allison in this trailer actually.
Yeah, so I mean, I don't know. Like you said, there's already some like things that I don't know if they're different from the books, but I feel like they have to go in that direction at some point, because that's like a huge departure if they don't.
For sure.
Then we've got a scene of Rhaenyra. Is that Rhaenyra or Rhaenys? It's from the back.
That's Rhaenys, I think.
That's Rhaenys? Okay.
She looks older.
Do you know who's with her?
No.
Some knight. And between them, they have all of these carved sigils on a table in between them. And I notice that there's one missing, potentially.
There's like a spot where one should be and there's not.
Okay, so yeah, this table between them has, like, the seven different spots for, I guess, like, the seven kingdoms and their houses or whatever, and it looks like maybe one is missing, but maybe that's just because it's the one that's in the middle on the Iron Throne, but it's hard to see if
Dragon's
that's a dragon. Must be. Okay, so then they're kind of looking from this table over onto a courtyard where there are also a bunch of different houses from the Seven Kingdoms down below. Is this, do you think they're like asking them to pledge fealty to their, to the heir?
It seems like it, because it's like everybody's there with their banners. There's like one guy in the middle, though. He seems like he's got something to prove. I can't tell who that is. But he's like very, has a lot of hubris and like very just like, yeah. Handsome guy. I don't know who he is.
Yeah, that's Criston Cole.
Oh, that makes sense. Okay.
So he's there talking to Rhaenys, we think, from down below in the courtyard. And then we cut to more dragons.
Lots of dragons.
Okay. Yes, it's very hard to tell from anything in this trailer which dragons are which, or like whose dragons they are, anything like that. But lots of dragons. Most of these shots of dragons are like shadows of dragons. So like,
yeah,
we don't see a ton of like super impressive CGI in this trailer.
We see close up dragons towards the end of the trailer, though.
We do, yeah. And then the narration shifts over to Rhaenys, and she says, Rhaenyra's succession will be challenged. No shit, dude.
No shit, because people hate women.
Yeah, and we see her here talking to Corlys.
And then we have the throne room.
Yeah, and King Viserys appears to still be at the Iron Throne here. Do you know who this is walking into the throne room?
Like a Targaryen, I see silver hair.
But I don't recognize who it might be. It looks like short hair, which I don't know of any of the characters that have that in this series. She continues her narration saying, knives will come out as this person walks up. Okay, and the, oh, it is Daemon. Okay.
It's Daemon. Okay, I thought it might be Daemon, but it's just
short
hair.
He just has super short hair in this scene.
Yeah.
Which he normally has longer hair in the rest of the trailer. So that makes sense that we were confused. So he, when he gets to the Iron Throne, though, he's, like, met at sword point. So this is obviously, like, after he is already, like, fucked up his relationship with Viserys, who is his brother. Then we cut to... Is that Alicent?
It's an image of Alicent Hightower over the sound of Rhaenyra Targaryen saying, you are the king.
Yep. This appears to possibly be in the throne room from the windows behind, but unclear. Then we see another image of Alicent. I believe this is from like a scene we saw in another trailer.
Yeah, and she's saying that he needs to take a wife, and they're showing Alicent here because she's obviously the wife that he ends up taking.
Yes, and we see them, like, holding hands. Then Viserys takes over the narrative, and he says, I have decided to name a new heir while he's sitting on the Iron Throne. And Daemon shouts out, I am your heir.
Nuh-uh, Daemon.
Then we cut to, like, a... more like establishing shot of the Red Keep, I believe. And it's kind of like in the fog, so like probably. And then we have a scene with Daemon kind of facing off on a bridge, I assume against the folks who are backing Rhaenyra, but she doesn't appear to be there specifically. So Hand of the King Otto Hightower is also Alicent's dad.
See, this is confusing. Like, I feel like this trailer's a fake out. Because I feel like this trailer wants you to think that the war is between Daemon and Rhaenyra, but it's really between Rhaenyra and Alicent Hightower. And they're, like, different.
That kind of makes sense, though, that it could start as, like, more than two factions in the first season, and then, like, they kind of ban, like, people make alliances, and then it ends up as just two sides.
That definitely makes, like, a more interesting show, for sure.
Yeah, I like it. I'm into it.
Seems like there's going to be a lot of, like, backstabbing and alliances, which is what I loved about the first couple seasons of Game of Thrones, so bring it on.
Hell yeah. Then Rhaenyra takes over the narrative, and she says, do you think the realm will ever accept me as their queen?
No, sorry. They hate women.
And Rhaenys replies to her, a woman would not inherit the Iron Throne because she sees it like it is. But we cut to the scene of Rhaenyra in the, like, black and gold crown and the black and gold cape, which I believe is a callback to the previous trailer. Like, this is the scene where she is named as the heir, I think. So she's looking very regal in this. I love it.
And this is when she looks very regal. Like, there's a lot of callbacks to Daenerys. Like, I feel like from this point into the rest of the trailer, she's very Daenerys-y and very about, like, making her own rule and order when she becomes queen and shit like that. So I feel like it's very reminiscent of things that we saw in Game of Thrones.
So, yeah. So then this is basically, like, a continuation of that conversation between Rhaenys and Rhaenyra. She's saying, like, that's the way it is. Women are not, you know, in charge. I still hate Rhaenys's hair.
I don't like the bump it bun situation.
No, it looks dumb.
Rhaenyra says, when I am queen, I will create a new order. So this is what I'm talking about. It's like Daenerys breaking the wheel. It's very similar. Like, one of my friends was like, I feel like if I didn't know what the show was going to be, I would feel like it was Game of Thrones from an alternate universe where Daenerys started in King's Landing. but it's not that show, but it's very much giving off.
Yeah. And I mean, I think she is going to be very similar to, like, the badassness of Daenerys. I think she's supposed to be, like, the youngest dragon rider, if I remember correctly. So she's, like, very cool and large and in charge and all that great stuff. So I'm very excited for her character. Again, more dragons here flying through the sky, roaring. And then there is a battle, or like post-battle scene that we see. And there's a voiceover that says, your family has dragons. And there's some, what's-his-face battling.
Daemon battling. And then Viserys says, they're a power man should never have tried to. So this gives the idea that, like, dragons are going to be a big part of this show, and it's going to be...
Yeah, they're a little... They've got their own chaos going on. We see a dragon egg then coming out of, like, this, like, dragon egg incubator pot situation. Like, all right.
Yeah, this is the same thing we saw in the last teaser trailer. We saw the dragon egg, but now we're seeing
the... Yes, the Targs are... Targs are trying to make babies with the dragons. I don't know. We... And then we see Daemon, like...
Oh, you're right, because look at him. He's all face-to-face.
Yeah, he's, like, making out with this dragon, basically.
Oh, Daemon fucked a dragon.
We're going to follow this plotline, listeners, when the show comes out. He certainly wasn't the first dragon fucker, but I'm not ruling him out as a dragon fucker.
He might be a dragon fucker. Yeah, so the scene is basically he's, like, real up close and personal with the dragon, holding its mouth.
But yeah, he's, like, basically, like, wrestling with this dragon and making out with it. And then we cut to...
Yeah, the next couple scenes are just, like, a lot of, like, dragon. Like, we see a dragon claw, dragon... Pete, we see Rhaenyra face, we see a dragon Pete, we see some fire come out of a cave. There's someone standing in front of the cave, we're not quite sure who that is. It may be Daemon again, trying to fuck some dragons.
Then we see the green and the black dresses, Alicent Hightower and Rhaenyra.
Yes!
Yeah, so these are going to be, like, our two sides, the greens and the blacks. So again, I think it'll be, like, kind of set up for that, like, two-sided battle going forward by the end of this season, but obviously that's not what they're going for in the beginning, or, like, throughout the season.
Yeah, it seems like we're going to build into it, and there's going to be a lot of emphasis on, like, what the relationship the humans have with the dragons are, and how it's, like, almost, like, to their demise, that they've created this bond with this, like, very destructive being.
So then Alicent Hightower says, if Rhaenyra comes into power, she can cut off any challenge to her succession. And I think that's...
Yeah, no shit. That's kind of what happens when you come into
Well,
power,
and because she has Alicent. Dragon, right? Is that what's she being implied by all this, I think? Then there's another, like, Daemon gold cloak scene, looks similar to the other one, King's Landing bullshit.
Yeah, this is what we saw in the teaser trailer. It's just a little bit longer where he's, like, rallying all of the gold cloaks together. It's, like, dark in an alley in King's Landing. And then more dragons.
Rhaenyra says, I am to inherit the Iron Throne. There's an image of her up close. Then there's an image of a crown up close. And she says, she will block my way. So obviously referring to Allison. So again, like definitely setting up for the Rhaenyra versus Allison. And it looks honestly like she's saying this to Daemon. So that's maybe like, this is kind of that scene on Dragonstone that we've seen in other trailers. So maybe that's like the scene where they're like, let's band together and fuck.
Maybe. Oh, I'm so excited to see. Yeah, because this trailer really sets up a lot of like, is it Rhaenyra versus Daemon? Is it Rhaenyra versus Allison? We don't even see Aegon yet. So just, like,
yeah, no one's talking about him yet.
It's going to be like a lot of backstabbing and conniving and shit like that. It's going to be great.
Another image of Allison and then more sword fighting. This is not a tournament situation. Or is this even sword fighting or just fist fighting? This seems like a fight that just broke out kind of a situation.
Yeah, it seems like it. Just like in the streets.
Is that Daemon or is it somebody else?
I can't tell, but that's Kristen Cole, who we saw before, is the one fighting him. And that's a different Targaryen, one with an eye patch.
Yeah, I feel like an eye patch in Westeros is like a permanent type situation, not like somebody just injured their eye briefly or anything. So I don't think it's Daemon.
Yeah, no, you're right. Yeah. It's somebody with an eye patch. I don't remember anyone from the book missing an eye, so we'll find out, I guess.
And then Otto Hightower says, our hearts remain as one. And Allison replies, our hearts were never one.
I love that.
And meanwhile, we're seeing Rhaenys and Alicent, and then it also cuts to like another scene of the two of them. So like the first scene, they're like close together, like they look like they're praying together. I believe they were like friends before this, and it cuts to another scene of the two of them, and they're just like at the outsides of the screen where they were in the center together before, and they're kind of like giving each other side eye at the table. So you can kind of see this relationship disintegrate here. Then we cut to, like, some battle scene. Corlys Velaryon is involved. It's lots of chaos. I see the Velaryon sigil, I believe. Then Rhaenys says, have you never imagined yourself on the Iron Throne? And she's talking to Alicent here. We see an image of Alicent in, I don't know, her chambers maybe, lots of candles. She seems to be crying, perhaps. I don't know if this is when Viserys has died or what's going on, but she does not look happy.
Yeah.
And then it cuts to, like, Rhaenyra saying that to her, so Alicent kind of, like, looks up to her at the end of that sequence, kind of like, oh, I never thought about that. She doesn't say that, but that's the look on her face. Then more dragon, and more battle scene, more jousting scene. I don't know what the banner is in the background of this one. It's like a triangle flag.
Yeah, I can't tell what that's supposed to be either.
Not sure. And then we have
Velaryons
a
coming
scene
in.
Of all the Velaryons with Rhaenys walking down the stairs or maybe into the throne room. And then we cut again very briefly to, like, this beach battle scene that we've seen earlier in this trailer.
Mm-hmm. Unclear what this is.
We have, like, a close-up of it, and then we have, like, a further out version of it with a dragon flying overhead. Lots of destruction and fire is all we know. Then we cut to this other fiery scene that's, like, maybe in this cave again. There's somebody in a golden mask. This all becomes, like, very fast-paced at this point in the trailer, so it's, like, hard to even keep up with. But we see, like, silhouetted figures talking in front of a fire, then that golden mask guy, and then we see Daemon fighting with people again, I think, once again, in the streets of King's Landing, instigating shit. And then we see the cat's paw dagger very briefly. We've seen this exact same scene in some of the other trailers.
Yeah, in the first trailer, the teaser trailer, we saw that cat's paw.
Daemon again, and then Alicent Hightower says, where is duty? And then we see Eyepatch again, whoever the fuck that is. Guys, if you want like a well-researched recap to this trailer, I'm sure those are out there too. We're just very excited.
We're just saying our reaction. There's somebody, we don't know who the Eyepatch is yet.
None of your other recappers are going to speculate about who fucked a dragon, but...
Yeah, come to us to figure out who fucked a dragon. It might be Daemon.
It might be Daemon. Then we've got, like, another scene.
Ooh,
of...
that's where we get, like, the, like, angry fighting scenes between Allison and Rhaenyra.
And then we've got the Damon and Rhaenyra scene where they look friendly. I'm just so curious how they're going to have this develop, because I do think they're going to have, like, the weird incesty shit. Like, it's Targaryens. What do you want?
It's Targaryens, yeah. I'm curious how it's going to go from, like, him being against her to him realizing, like, oh, my best claim to the throne is to team up with her and do some weird incesty shit.
Yeah, and, like, a shitload of grooming, because she's much younger than him. And then she says, where is sacrifice? There's, like, a image close up here of somebody taking somebody else's clothes off. And I think that it's Damon and Rhaenyra, but they don't give that away.
Like it. And it's very dark and shadowy. Yeah.
All you see is, like, a shoulder. Yeah, and, like, a nose that looks like Matt Smith's, maybe.
And then we see the dragon! Okay, this is, like, one of the best. It's Red Dragon. We see very close-up scenes. Looks a lot like the dragons doing Game of Thrones. Same vibes, of course.
He's got a collar on with the Targaryen sigil on it. So, like, yes. We're talking tamed dragons in this series. Although, how much can you tame a dragon? That's going to be the question.
That's the whole point. Like, the comment that he made earlier of, like, how the Targaryens should have never gotten involved with dragons.
Yeah. And then we have a super close-up of somebody's face. It's, like, their eye, so I literally have no idea who that was. Then there's another, like, fight in the street. Again, like, not a sanctioned sort of fight.
No, this is Rhaenyra and Alicent. You're playing.
Oh, it is! Oh my gosh, you're right. Okay.
See, a lot of this is, like, so we're, like, looking at it scene by scene, but a lot of this is, like, we get... Like, it's jumping back and forth. Like, we'll see a little bit of a scene, and then later it'll come back. It's like a flash.
Yeah, it's like a 1 to 2 second flash. Yeah. And then we get Rhaenyra whispering, now they see you as you are. And I think that's potentially happening during that fight sequence, because it looks like you can see the cat's paw dagger in the top of that frame, potentially.
And then, oh, I love the close-up scene of dragon. This dragon looks a little different.
This looks like much better CGI to me than the other one, honestly.
It does. Yeah, but just like the shape of his face looks different. Yeah, it looks like a real dragon, like the real ones we have in the world.
Yeah, you know, he's brown with green eyes. He seems like a good boy.
It does look more realistic, but we're just giving you shit.
And then, of course, the Targaryen sigil on fire.
Woo! And there we got a trailer.
That's our trailer.
Ladies and gents and
yeah, so I know
friends.
We kind of, like, gave our overall thoughts at the top, Christine, but anything else, like, after watching it again right now?
No, I think we got it. Like I said, like, this got me pumped. It didn't reveal anything that I didn't already expect about the show. Like, I think... Because we were so intently looking at those teasers, this is just kind of a more extended version of that. So it's about what I would expect it to be. And that's not a negative because I'm really excited about the show. How about you?
I'm curious. Yeah. I agree. I'm very excited. I'm curious if anyone is listening to this who is a show only kind of person, doesn't listen to or doesn't read the books. Great, good for you. I would love to hear how you feel about this, because obviously we have so much, like, bias of what we expect to happen, and, like, we're excited because we're seeing things from the books, but, like, is this exciting to people who only watched Game of Thrones, the show? I think it would be, but yeah, I'd love to hear that.
I feel like it would just look like it's Game of Thrones. Like, it's like, oh, they just made another Game of Thrones. Which is, like, probably how Star Wars looks like to people. I mean, I didn't watch all the Star Wars until all the Star Wars was out, and it all looked the same to me. So that's probably what this looks like to people who aren't familiar with lore.
Yeah, so if that's you, if you watched Game of Thrones, didn't read the books, or if you didn't even watch Game of Thrones and you're like, now's the time for me to get into this, and for some reason you're like, you know what, I'm also going to get really into all the podcasts about it before the show starts, and you're here listening, great. We want to hear from you. Email us at podofthedragonpodcast@gmail.com. Also, if you did read all the books and you're just really excited and want to tell us about it, I guess you can email us too.
Yeah, everybody send us an email. Talk to us. Fight with us. tell us what we're wrong about.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so this has been our emergency episode response to the new trailer. Thank you guys for joining us. Christine, we'll be back with another Game of Thrones rewatch next. Thank you guys for joining us, like I said. And dreams didn't make us podcasters, dragons did.
Dracarys.
Bye forever.
Bye forever. Do 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 do